Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and today's conversation is with Tom Allen, Chairman of the Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board. Also joining our conversation is Steve Watson, partner in IBM's financial management practice. Tom, the private sector has worked closely with the federal government to assist in improving financial systems and processes by conducting financial statement audits and even performing financial operations. What can the private sector do better to help improve the efficiency and effectiveness of our government's financial management?
Let me start by saying 25 years ago, I was the elected state auditor in a state and have seen tremendous progress in state governments over that past 25 or 30 years as they have gone to integrated accounting systems for all departments and agencies, and that integrate the management information needs with the financial reporting needs. That's been a great contribution of the private sector in that regard. I have also very recently sat in meetings and listened to Department of Defense representatives talk about having a ton of different systems that don't communicate with each other in such a way that it makes impossible their job to even bring together the total of the assets and that they owned. And that results in a qualification of the opinion of the financial statements of the federal government. And so I guess, and I know it's a little bit, maybe it's just a hope or a dream, because the federal government is very large and very complex, but if we could apply that same principle that was been applied at state governments to the federal government, an integrated accounting system that meets the financial and management needs, it would just go such a long way in helping more effectively manage the federal government.
Tom, as we've been discussing, accounting and financial reporting standards are essential for public accountability and for an efficient and effective functioning of our democratic system of government. To that end, would you elaborate on the extent to which federal accounting standards and financial reporting plays a major role in fulfilling the government's duty to be publicly accountable?
You know, if I may, what I'd like to do is read just a real short statement. It's kind of our mission statement, and it's a statement that we attach to all of our due process documents, any press releases that we issue. It sort of starts out with what our mission statement is, but it gets into the, it also quotes what you just quoted as the purpose of financial reports in a democratic form of government. It says, the mission of FACEAB is to promulgate federal accounting standards after considering the financial and budgetary information needs of citizens, congressional oversight groups, executive agencies, and the need of other users of the financial statements. Accounting and financial reporting standards are essential for public accountability and for an effective and efficient functioning of our democratic system of government. Thus, financial accounting standards and financial reporting play a major role in fulfilling the government's duty to be publicly accountable and can be used to assess the government's accountability and its effectiveness and efficiency and the economic, political, and social consequences of the allocation and of various uses of federal resources. I know that's a little long. I apologize for that. But it sort of gets to the heart of what you're talking about, the way that one can assess the accountability of their elected officials isn't just in what did you do for me today, or how does this benefit me, or how does this benefit our state, but it has to be a longer look, a more comprehensive look at the whole federal government as a whole entity, its viability, its ability to continue, and our standards that are long-term, as I'm talking about, standards that look beyond the cash budget, but look at when do these benefits or obligations accrue and when they'll be paid, are very important in demonstrating that accountability.
So given the deepening of the financial crises and the federal government's response to the crisis, what do you see as some of the emerging trends in federal financial accounting and reporting over, say, the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I've mentioned one of the projects, the reporting model project. That's an important project to sort of say, how do we structure the financial statements in such a way that they can, and then how do we communicate the key information to people? So I would say that's an important project. One of the other projects that we've added to our longer-term agenda is sort of look at the issue of deferred maintenance. You know, when you have a bridge fall down or you have, you know, some of those issues, we focus on spending money, but we also need to focus on what's the condition of the infrastructure that we have. And I'm not sure exactly how you're going to count deferred maintenance. That back to the old liability question again, is that a liability or isn't it? I'm sure we'll be back to that. One of the other things that I think is, let me mention two other things. One thing is that we need to have a comprehensive balance sheet and comprehensive operating statements. If we're telling people that this represents the financial position of the federal government, well, we've got a lot of western lands particularly that aren't accounted for in that financial statement. We've got natural resources. So we need to look at all obligations and all assets and bring that together in a comprehensive way. And that's a little bit longer term project. I'm not sure whether the majority of my board would support this last issue that I would talk about, but it's an important issue to me, and that is the issue of being able to answer the question of having a operating statement, comprehensive operating statement, in such a way that says, if I look at this government, is its financial position deteriorated or improved over this last fiscal year? One can say, well, that's supposedly what you're, you know, what an income statement would tell a company, and it is, but we don't really have something that captures that comprehensively for the federal government. And more important than that one year is that generation for the federal government. So some kind of generational accounting to me would be very important, because in any generation you have good times and bad times, but within that generation, were the resources that they used up equivalent to the resources that they contributed? And I think that would be a very important and valuable measure.
So, Tom, your career has spanned roles in both at both the state and the federal level now. So I'm curious, what advice would you give to someone out there perhaps thinking about a career in public service?
You know, I think you've stated the question properly, which is, a career in public service. And if people look at it from that perspective, what is it that I can do to help this government operate more effectively? I must confess that I went to work in state government after leaving public accounting with the intent of just staying there a short time. But as I went out and started doing these audits and making recommendations and seeing how we could save money and change government, it was meaningful. And I ended up dropping the public accounting practice that I was developing on the side and staying at the state auditor's office, including 11 years that I was the elected state auditor there. And so I think that people... I also would say one other thing, and that is that the quality of the people that I have encountered at state, local, and federal government, it's a very good skill set, a very strong capability group of people. One of the things that we really need is the leadership to allow those people to do their best. And I guess I would encourage people, whether they want to make it a career or whether they're running for political office, to capitalize on the resources that we have. Sometimes I think those are very well used, and sometimes I think they're sort of stymied by, you know, political issues and other issues. And we need to open the capability of people.
That's a wonderful perspective. Thank you. Tom, unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Stephen, I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country across the various roles you've had.
One of the things that I appreciate the opportunity to participate with you, and I do it with a purpose, I hope now that we have even more citizens who will help contribute to our standards through participating in due process. So if anything I've said has either made you mad enough or questioned enough that you'll go to our website, fasab.gov, and look at the standards where we've asked for due process feedback and provides that feedback to us so that you can actually influence the standards that we issue.
Great. This has been the Business of Government Hour featuring a conversation with Tom Allen, Chairman of the Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board. My co-host has been Steve Watson, partner in IBM's financial management practice. As you enjoy the rest of the day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.